Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tariffs' impact on Ohio farmers. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Soybeans are Ohio's top produced crop. The state's farmers planted upwards of 5 million acres with the legume last year. But new tariffs have some farmers concerned. Kirk Merritt is the executive director of the Ohio Soybean Association and the Ohio Soybean Council. Hi, Kirk.
Hi, Erin.
So tell us more about soybeans in Ohio. How much of the state's crop is exported and where does it go?
When you think about soybeans, more than half of the crop is exported. It's a very significant part of the revenue equation for farmers. And it's really part of the success story of agriculture in Ohio and more broadly the United States, that we can meet all the needs of our domestic market and still have a significant opportunity to feed the rest of the world.
Yeah. Well, the two biggest buyers of U.S. soybeans are China and Mexico. At this point, China has imposed a 10% tariff on soybean imports from the United States, and Mexico has threatened retaliatory tariffs. What does this mean for Ohio's soybean farmers?
We would expect that it would result in lower prices for Ohio soybean farmers and probably a lower volume of exports. The experience we have previously in a similar situation was in 2018. There was a significant reduction in price and export volume. The difference between now and 2018 is that farming is more challenging financially and economically now than it had been back then. Crop prices are significantly lower already than they were several years ago. The cost of production has continued to stay relatively high. So what farmers get paid is lower. What they pay to raise the crop is still pretty high. So it's already a challenging environment for farmers.
So is this something that farmers have come to expect in the agricultural industry? You know, are they prepared to take this hit, or will some of them face more severe consequences?
I think both can be true, Erin. Farmers certainly know that it is an up and down business. They hope for the good times, they prepare for the bad times, and they generally are ready for the downturns when they happen. With that said, a shock to the markets like trade tension, trade tariff situation could result in enough negative impact that farmers would be jeopardized. We did see that in 2018, and fortunately, at that point, the administration and Congress stepped in and provided assistance to farmers to try to, you know, tide them over until the tariffs were rescinded and the market picked back up.
Well, President Trump says that tariffs and the short-term pain they may cause are necessary to make the American economy stronger in the long term. Do you agree with that sentiment? And what are your hopes and fears for the future of Ohio's soybean industry?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not going to weigh in one way or another on that. We do think that Ohio soybean farmers have a bright future. Farmers want to sell into the markets, whether that's a domestic market or an international market. They've shown that they can compete. Our soybeans are some of the highest quality around the world. They're some of the best soybeans anywhere. The demand is there if we have the opportunity to capitalize on it and take advantage of those markets.
Okay. Kirk Merritt, Executive Director of the Ohio Soybean Association and Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.